Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Speaking of the game being the game, obviously there's a lot going on with RFK Stadium, and there's opposition, right? And I think all parties knew that was going to be the case. For me, I can't get past a few different things. One is that the Harris Group is putting up almost $3 billion.
Yeah.
That's one. Two, none of this is possible without the Harris Group. And if you don't think they had to spend a lot of money with lobbyists and interest groups to get this deal from the feds, let's all try to remind ourselves. I think it was just before New Year's. It was just before the new Senate. It was a absolute last minute, bipartisan, 100-0 vote to return the RFK site to the district so they could build a stadium.
Uh-huh.
The bill is literally called D.C. Robert F. Kennedy Memorial Stadium Campus Revitalization Act.
But listen, Jay, I'm going to say this, okay? You have a different position in a lot of ways when you speak, but I speak my mind. A lot of people are going to throw stuff out there and try to put themselves in a certain position, but let's be damn real. They gave them that permission to have ownership to build the stadium.
Correct. Let's
just go there. So all of this other mumbo jumbo, listen, I know most of the politicians, they want to get their pockets lined. People outside of them, they must be their friends, or they want to get their pockets lined too. But let's be real. This place has sat there for all these years and nobody really cared. Now all of a sudden when somebody else can go and get the ball rolling, get the damn snowball rolling down the hill, everybody else want to talk about what they could have done. Why you haven't walked the halls? Why you haven't figured it out? Why did it take Roger Goodell, Josh Harris and crew, and lobbyists to walk those halls to get 100 senators when we know for damn sure 100 senators never agree upon one thing? And the fact that they agreed upon this lets you know what they're trying to position. Now, people want to just point out the stadium. I don't care who you are. One finger salute to you, because it's not just about a stadium.
Agreed.
It's about multiple things around it. And we always talk about, well, there's taxpayer dollar. Taxpayers are, the city is going to have to put some money for infrastructure no matter what the hell is built around there. But I don't believe if they don't go there and talk to those people on Capitol Hill, nothing happens.
No.
I believe that.
I also.
So all the writers and all of the damn politicians that want to now grandstand, you weren't doing, I almost said the wrong word, you weren't doing crap before that. Let's be real about it. And I'll be honest with you. I go to stadiums when I'm not working. Most people only go to the stadium when they're working.
Like, you'll be at the Caps game tonight in the seats.
Sitting there
buying
food.
Yeah. Right.
I'm not going just to work. I go to games and stuff to enjoy it. I go to other things to enjoy. I travel to D.C. because, you know what? It is the nation's capital. And a lot of times, and I've been having fun in D.C. since April of 1990.
Republic Gardens.
I promise you, I probably spent more money in D.C. than a lot of people that live in D.C.
I won't ignore that my name got dropped in the post this morning. It's kind of interesting to me, B. Whenever I break news, they have a hard time remembering my name to credit it. Mm-hmm. But I was in there today, and that's cool. I do live in Maryland. I'm not going to hide from that. I'm also not going to hide from my support for this deal because I think it's the absolute best thing for the city. I would point out that when Ted Leonsis and Governor Youngkin had their press conference in Alexandria about moving the Caps and the Wiz to Alexandria, I don't want to speak on behalf of the other shows, but I think I remember the Junks supported it and Grant and Danny supported it, and it was you and I that sat here and we're like, no way, please don't do this. It's going to gut the city. Mm-hmm. The city needs that anchor in the middle of town.
And a lot of people outside of those shows were supporting it.
Right.
No, they were worried that they were going to leave, you know, and they didn't point nobody out when they were trying to say, no, keep it here. They didn't point you out and say, well, look at J.P. Finley, right, who lives outside the city supporting this thing.
Right. And I will add that it there were times that got a little awkward for me because I do have a employment agreement with Monumental. And like I was speaking my mind then, just like I'm speaking it now. And I think we sit here in the Navy Yard. We are three blocks from Nats Park.
Yeah.
This entire area happened because they put that baseball stadium in there. And the city paid for all of that. I recognize a number of factors. I recognize the city is kind of screwed in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. Because look at how much money the Bills and the Titans are getting for their stadiums. And you know what they're able to draw on? Multiple buckets, right? They get the city, the county, and the state. D.C., unfortunately, because of bureaucracy centuries old, is its own little district that is hemmed
and
in by two.
And then they're controlled by people that don't really give them money.
Right.
They tell them how they can spend their money.
Right. Dude, like I think Mayor Bowser might have one of the most politically difficult jobs in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think that the council, the D.C. council, has an obligation to their constituents to try to get the best deal.
Yeah.
I don't begrudge anyone trying to get the best deal. I'm just not convinced you're going to get a better deal. We'll see.
Let's be
odds
real,
are they'll get to the finish line one way or another.
The people that makes D.C.'s life hard are the same people that gave them the permission to go out there and do something with this property. And they basically gave them permission with a kind of a hunch towards a certain area about how they're going to make their money. Am I right?
Yeah.
So if the people that control you having ownership are the people that gave you permission and they put a little elbow to the stadium side, everybody out there, don't be mad at people that have an opinion. Have a problem with the people that controls it and put it out there. Because none of us, you, me, anybody else, don't care where the hell you live, have no control over this. But the people sitting up there at that damn Capitol, they got a lot of control over it. And I think they gave control and gave the ownership and the permission to do so with a little hunch of this is what we want as well.
I don't disagree. I do not take away. I am not dismissive of people. Like, if your stance, the councilwoman, I believe, Ward 1, Nadine.
Yeah.
Who says, I don't want money, public money going to stadiums, period. Okay, I don't agree with you, but I can understand your stance, right? I can understand some politicians.
Hey, Michigan gave some public money. I think that's where she's from.
Yeah, I think I can understand others that want a better deal. They're concerned about the parking or the skate park or farmers markets. I mean,
they already said skate park not going anywhere.
Right.
Those fields aren't going anywhere.
I just, to me...
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sun. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Build something huge that will be world-renowned is good for everybody. It takes money to make
money. And it would do what? It would make money for the city.
Dude, just like Nats Park, if the city was arguing just, when was that, 6-8 months ago, that maybe last year, that Caps and Wiz were going to move to Virginia? And I believe they had unanimous support in the council. If it wasn't unanimous, forgive me. Somebody will let me know, I'm sure. But the council very aggressively wanted to keep the Caps and the Wizards because sports arenas bring money into the city. How is that different now? And if you want to say, listen, I think they're going to have 20 to 30 major events. That's what a Commanders team official told me. They're going to have a ton more of other stuff.
But can I break it down for you real quick? And I want people to understand this. One basketball game, one hockey game comes nowhere close to one football game. So maybe two of those basketball games and two of those football games may equal what a football game presents and what they make. I think it's more than that. I think it's about 5 to 6 games. So when you try to throw out the number 81 compared to 30, if you have 10 games, you're basically talking about 50 to 60 of those other games.
Sure.
When you add the possibility of the Super Bowl, Olympics, multiple concerts, if Beyonce rolled in here, Taylor Swift rolled in here in that stadium, it's way more than any damn basketball game. I mean, it may be a quarter of their damn season, to be honest with you. So I love when people throw numbers out without any context. Okay, I'm a football player, but I got a damn deep-ass mind. Okay, don't throw out 30 and 80 and think I'm going to stay there. Because if one place makes about $15 million and then the other place makes $1.5 million, I'm kicking that ass, right?
Yeah.
So tell me the numbers. Add them up. Tell me the people that roll in and spend money in that area. Add all of it up. And then you tell me about the numbers. And I promise you, they don't want to see those numbers.
I'm with you, Brian.
The people that throw out that 30 and 80, I can give a damn about 30 and 80. But I also know people will be around it all the time. You have 60-something thousand people spending money in your area at one time instead of 15, 20,000.
Totally. And for multiple days, right? Like, so I want to be clear, though. Like, I hear people's concerns. And if you live in that immediate area and you see this giant plot of land that could be developed, maybe you want to be sure. We've all heard about the skate park's importance. Keep the skate park. You want grocery stores. You want nice restaurants. You want places you can take your kids, good parks. The way I understand this, they're going to do all that. So but where's, like...
The thing for me, Jay...
They're going to do all of that.
I have been over there in that area, the fields that RFK has called. I've been there for events that Events DC does. I also helped hosted another event there myself. And I can tell you one thing. While I'm over there in all those nice fields and I look over, I see an eyesore. And I ain't seen nothing happen. They've been tearing it down for how many years?
Right.
But I haven't seen nobody rush to get that eyesore gone. But now all of a sudden there's someone who's trying to make it better with the stuff that's already there. And listen, man, I understand you might not want this, that, and the other coming in. But you know what? One thing we've learned in this country, all of us, we say it's a democratic process, right?
Yep.
So if 60% says yes and 40% say no, we got to deal with it. And everything is not going to be perfect, but a lot of people that live outside the city also spend a lot of money in the city too.
Sure.
So let's stop acting like if you don't live in the city, you do nothing.
I just circle back to this. I mean, RFK has been shuttered now. I mean, hell, DC United was the last tenant there. Audi Field seems like it's been open close to 10 years, 5-10 years, I don't know. It's literally rotting. It's, I don't know, what would you say the distance is? Be 3 miles east?
What?
Actual RFK from the United States Capitol, about 3 miles, 2.5?
If that.
Yeah. The U.S. Senate gave the city permission, I'm reading from the bill, the district, this act transfers the administration of the Robert F. Kennedy Memorial Stadium campus from the National Park Service to the District of Columbia. The district, after the transfer, may develop and use and permit the development and use of the campus for the following purposes. The first bullet point, B, stadium purposes. The first bullet point.
But see,
now, it doesn't mandate it has to be, but if you want to play a game with these people, you're going to lose.
You know what happens,
you're going to lose that game.
All right, that's the thing about it. I think most people that hear that, and when it's presented by a lot of people that don't want to do it, they don't tell the constituents that's what the bill states. They don't say that. Because you know what? If I could keep that away from the people, now I can sit up here and act like I'm doing something different. But the people that gave you permission, people still have probably have a say in it still.
Yeah.
They said, first bullet point, stadium.
Mark Seagraves told us yesterday that D.C. budgets do have to get sent through the House and the Senate. And they almost always get approved. It's very rarely a big deal. Something tells me this one might get a snag. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just, if somewhere there's a line between grandstanding and actually wanting to get something done, if there are politicians in D.C., councilors, that want to get a better deal for their constituents, I understand that, and I could support that. I don't know that there is a better deal. Something tells me that generally what gets announced and what gets finished and passed, there will be some changes. I think that's inevitable. But I also think the cost of everything is really high. Go to the grocery store. Yeah. Like the numbers sound astronomical, but when's the last time you tried to take your family out to dinner and you're like, holy bleep, this was $120? Like, the cost of everything is through the roof.
I don't know where you're going, Eve. I take my family out. It's $120 for just the appetizers.
I got little kids. They're getting chicken tenders, but I hear you.
Yeah. Chicken tenders cost like a steak used to cost.
No. Like, the cost of everything is through the roof. I'm not diminishing the detractors, right? But the grandstanding, some of this is just obviously flawed. I'll leave it at that.